It means that you can take on challenges, adapt to change, and bounce back from setbacks. If a team and its members are not resilient, then they will have a hard time taking on challenges, adapting to change, and then coming back from the setbacks that they receive. There are fundamentally three areas that we can look at to be more resilient personally at work: body, mind, and relations. In terms of the body, there are several things we can do. I'm just going to mention one, and it is sleep. There's one thing that you can do that is magic for all the areas of your life is sleep. Give yourself 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Mind. One way to build resilience is to use our mind in our favor. Practicing gratitude. Being able to sit down, do some silence, close your eyes, and go back to moments in your life and think of things that you are grateful for. It's very difficult to feel fear and gratefulness at the same time. It's hard to be grateful and frustrated, or grateful and angry. If we practice gratefulness, we will be emotionally fit. And finally, relations. We build a lot of emotional fitness from our relationships. And one simple thing to do is being playful, laughing, celebrating, having fun. This is something that really builds our emotional fitness and prepares us to be resilient, to be able to deal with change, to be able to take on challenges, and to be able to bounce back from setbacks.